the messianic prophecies on prophecy and prophets in general. Given that so-called science is entirely unable to answer any of the questions which deal with ultimate causation, then is there any way that a truth seeker can find answers to any of these questions with a reasonable degree of certainty? Or put another way, has the Creator chosen to communicate with us in a way that can give us assurance of His existence? While the creation itself is claimed to be a witness in numerous different ways, the holy writings which have come down to us in the form known to us as the Old Testament canon is based upon exactly such a claim. Here, the Creator God is said to have communicated directly with a number of individuals. He is said to have shown himself openly and plainly to one particular group of persons, from which he chose men who were believed to speak as direct mouthpieces. So, how can we know who these persons are or were? Very simply, they are and were persons who would tell the immediate and less immediate histories of kings, persons, and nations in advance of the actual fact. Only with one proviso, i.e., 100% accuracy. If they get even one thing wrong, they are to be killed. It is this prophetic office which provided us with the writings which are contained in the Old Testament. It seems that any number of these prophets of God left behind writings in which they made and recorded numerous predictions regarding various lands and peoples and kingdoms, many of the prophecies seeming to be downright outlandish at the time of their writing, beginning with Moses, who was said to have spoken face to face with God. The prophetic tradition begins and then continues on again and off again until it finally ends with John the Baptist, immediately preceding the ministry of the man from Galilee. This is in addition to showing numerous marvelous works and wonders and miraculous interventions by which the hand of an all-seeing, all-powerful being simply could not be denied by any rational person who cares to examine the matter more closely. As men watch these various historical events unfold before their eyes in fulfillment of the numerous claims and predictions made by these prophets, a corpus of writings began to be collected together as compelling evidence of what has happened. It is within this collection that a series of prophetic passages begin by telling of a coming God-man, that is to say, a prediction or series of predictions claiming that the Creator God Himself will appear as a male human being. As centuries went by, each of a number of different persons added pieces to this puzzle. Over time, the pieces coming together to form a more and more clear picture of what was to come, and a more complete picture as well. It was as if each prophetic utterance provided yet one more piece in a gigantic jigsaw puzzle. By the time of Daniel the prophet, who was kept prisoner in the court of Darius during the height of Persian power, one particularly specific prophecy told that the Messiah would be cut off in his youth 490 years from the date of the giving of the decree of Cyrus to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Such that those who were keeping track of these prophetic utterances, now spanning centuries, could now know exactly when to look for the appearing of this man, who was to be known as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. It is because of this level of precision that there was expectation throughout the Middle Eastern lands, and particularly in the tiny little nation of Israel, where this prophetic tradition was centered. People were watching for and waiting for the coming of a man who must be born not too long before the expiration of the 490 years. It seemed to be no coincidence that three magi, magicians / soothsayers, from the very same Persian court where Daniel's prophecy was made and recorded, were searching for a newborn babe who would be known as the Son of God. It also being for the same reason the basis of the belief of Herod that a usurper king was about to be born, causing him to have children under a certain age to be murdered, causing the fulfillment of several more messianic prophecies. Yes, there was tremendous expectation throughout the land for the reason that the Creator God had spoken through one of his prophets to tell within several years of time exactly when to expect the fulfillment of over 1,200 years of predictions, each adding to those made prior to form a more and more complete picture. Notice how this was done in a way such that it did not depend upon the whims of any one man or the peculiar beliefs of any one or two generations. The prophecies being made in such a manner as to preclude the possibility of the kind of lying hucksterism to which we are currently exposed on a nearly ongoing basis, as numerous modern false prophets and false brethren pretend to know all about the future and exactly how it will unfold. Of course, these moderns are wrong over and over again, which would have gotten a real prophet wannabe to pay for his or her chicanery with his or her life. The Lord God spending centuries for over one millennium laying the groundwork for what was to come. The exact genealogical lineage being spelled out in great detail, such that there could be no faking the evidence. The true significance of many of the passages being just unclear enough, dark sayings, such that people didn't even realize until after the fact just how pertinent many of these previously obscure passages actually are or were. It is against this backdrop that I would like to remind you, dear reader, about how the Creator is claimed to have revealed himself to the family members of the human family, which would ultimately give birth to the Messiah, known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, among other names. For purposes of this immediate discussion, I will skip ahead to the patriarch Abraham, while most certainly not intending to diminish the various persons preceding him. God talked directly to Abraham. It is here that a pattern begins to be developed, which will be seen through both the Old Testament and New Testament writings. This being what I am herein referring to as true religion. Direct revelation from the Creator to the created being. And intense direct communion between the two, sometimes by use of dreams and sometimes face-to-face, as the Creator appears in different forms, which we like to refer to as theophanies.